Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You see, sometimes it's not that we are not doing the right thing. But you see, there's, if you go to inflate your tire at the vulcanizer's shop, it has to be inflated to a particular pressure. You see, let me tell you one of my secrets. When I pray prayers like this alone, I pray it like I am just learning to hear God's voice. I don't pray it like I've been hearing God. The first time I heard God's voice was in 1993. Now imagine how long somebody has been hearing God's voice. 1993 as a young boy. And even now, sometimes it's as if you are just trying to grab it. Listen to me. Hearing God can be your greatest advantage. There is a way you put pressure. You know that this particular matter, I just need 3 hours to pray. Sometimes it's not even just praying. You need to just sit down under a particular atmosphere, put yourself in a particular mood. You understand? You need to turn off the TV. Sometimes you are not even listening to music. Please, you see, there are some, you know, I was talking about technical analysis. Fundamental and technical. Under technical analysis, it is the little things you are doing that will come together and give you results. And people will be wondering, how did he know? You must know. You must know. You see, some of you by nature, you can stay away from people for 3 days and not feel bored. It is an advantage if you know how to use it. I don't know if somebody heard me. I said it is an advantage if you know how to use it. No music. Sometimes, you know, even the worship music can be disturbing you. You've not gotten there. The song that you sang yesterday and you are crying, now you are saying like, abe, off that thing. Turn that thing off. You know, there's turn it off, then there's off it. When you say off it, I don't want to hear any noise inside this house. Sometimes you are in a particular state spiritually. You are not reading Bible anything. No. You are just there, quiet. You don't know what you are looking for, but you are set. Your spirit is set. The scripture says the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Every time, when do you turn on the candle in the house? It's at night. When there is darkness and you need divine illumination. Which means that every time God intends to speak to you, the first thing he does is to put fire in your spirit. So you don't know, but you are just searching. You are looking for something, but you don't know. It's not every time you know what you are looking for. Sometimes you are just troubleshooting. And then you find something. When I woke up this morning, you see, there are some people, sometimes it happens to me when I wake up and I start seeing people's faces in the church. You understand? I wake up and I start seeing people's faces in the church. And I'm seeing what I was doing. But some of them are not around today. A number of them are in the choir, but they are not here. So. Fehi, I saw you. You know, I woke up. You know, it's like I'm watching myself act a script. You don't need to be distracted because I saw you. Kemi, please come. There are like 2 people. I know here. I don't choose who I see. I just see. It's not that you can even hate me and I see something. There's a particular person I saw. And the Lord was saying, you see, the thing with the prophetic is that it's like a wave. Once you climb on it, it takes you up. Then when it's done, it brings you down. This person that is not here now, I know the person. I'm not thinking about it. I know the person. But if this wave drops me now, I don't know. I can tell you the word, but the power to back it up, I don't know if it's there. Because when I woke up this morning, I saw that this red rug was flowing with, you know, have you seen olive oil when it's being crushed? Fresh oil, golden. I saw it, not water. You know, before it's, this one, it was oil around here. And I saw myself praying for you. The person that didn't come, what God told me is that he wanted to give, I saw myself praying for her in that experience, and I was praying for her to receive the spirit of wisdom the way Joshua received it. I don't know. The person is supposed to be here. But when I was praying for you, I saw that I was making a demand that God's voice will become very loud inside your head. Women have a stronger capacity to hear God. Their greatest challenge is emotion. Men have strong capacity to hear God if they can get their ego and pride out of the way. But women, it's as if they are almost connected to the backside of God. But that is why they are very, you know. So in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. These are the days of mercy. So if the Lord permits me, maybe if the person is around, we'll revisit, but it's not up to me. You see, I want you to, both of you to follow me. There's one other person. There are four people. You see, what I'm declaring upon you now, you cannot escape it. Because I'm only acting a script. I'm acting what has been done in the spirit realm. There's a way you know your name. That is the way you start knowing God's voice. Now, this realm will turn you into a very fierce person. Because now, some people may think you are proud. Because you won't be able to step down because you've heard something higher. And they will think your being quiet is that you are rebellious. Or that you have, something is shocking you. But you are seeing something that is above. So don't worry. It's normal to be misunderstood. But I'll come back, maybe if you remind me, talk about spiritual exercises. Because this issue of spiritual exercises are the fuel. The things that make Pastor Adeboye strong. Pastor Adeboye was talking to one of his sons recently, and he said that he has not been able to pray like he used to pray. That he's been having a challenge. That he has only been able to pray 12 hours every day. You know, that's a problem. That's a big problem. You know, because when you are living that kind of person, then you now realize that not only do you not have a prayer life, you are dead. You are completely dead. Because you pray 1 hour and just come out like, hallelujah. Now, Baba is saying that he has a challenge. And recently he's been struggling. If I pray 12 hours every day, you now not go hear word. But it's a challenge. I watched a video where he was talking to another of his sons, and he said, sorry I kept you waiting. Jeremiah was with me, teaching me something. Yeah. Jeremiah, say, yeah, do I have the Bible? Say, he was with me. So he realized that with great spiritual ranking comes unescapable humility. Because it is humility that can carry the weight of that yoke. He said, my yoke is easy. But if you are not humble, you won't be able to carry it.
Yes,
I'm telling two of you. And see, spiritual things are very dynamic. You could be praying for somebody, somebody else will catch it. I mean, Moses was anointing 70 prophets. Somebody that was not in the ordination, panic, he said, leave them. Because some people are very holy. They are, because your name is not on the list. So as I'm praying for them, you know, I told you it's oil. It's just here. It's not there. It's here. In fact, I was a bit concerned how there could be golden oil and not mess up the rug. Because the rug was still fine. In the name of Jesus. No. Don't kneel down. I'm not really a kneeling person. It's not a spirituality. I'm just not used to it. Sometimes when a woman kneels in front of you, she will start manipulating you and... So my wife only knelt down the day on our reception. Since then, she has not knelt down. Say, tell us how you are going to be feeding your husband, and she knelt down. But heaven knows that maybe this afternoon, something can happen. You see, look at me. There's a realm you get to. Eh? You are spiritually natural in the spirit realm. The trigger is faith. Then the trigger is what happened that bestowed that thing on you. There are certain things if you want to work for, you will spend years.
Yes, sir.
But by impartation, Elisha can become double of Elijah one day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are we together now?
Yes,
so in the name of Jesus,
amen.
Let the voice of God blast through your soul. Clearly.
Amen.
Clearly.
Amen.
Clearly.
Amen.
Clearly.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
I open you up into the realm of the voice of God. Drink of this river, the river of the Holy Ghost. Be changed from inside out. Be changed with fire. Let your spirit senses begin to respond. Let your spiritual ears open up now, clearly, without any vagueness. You begin to hear the voice of God as clearly as you hear my voice. Tapuli makasa tedel. That oil is flowing through your legs now and is going straight up from your legs and is climbing up. Now palito zutade yekele keteke rakapatadia. Receive it. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Flow all the way to the top. Flow all the way to the top. Drink. 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 Whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give to him will never thirst again. Drink till every part of your spirit is set on fire. The spirit of the Lord's favor. the spirit of the Lord's favor. The spirit of the Lord's favor. Patakatuzeleke todra tabsal. Tareketumbra taseleba soferia. Said that Joseph found favor. He found favor before Potiphar. He found favor before the prison guards. Now receive favor like never before. Like never before. Like never before. Like never before. But deleko rotos setre shetele. Favor, 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 favor. Mambra tatele ko trasale. Favor bratos kefele nandro sopala. Andeloto robo sedia. I see you in the spirit, and I see you holding a pencil, and you are scribbling things by inspiration. I see you doing some creative things on paper, but it's not your idea. Something is flowing into your mind from the Holy Ghost, and you are scribbling them down, and people are asking, what manner of wisdom is this? But it is the door of favor that the Spirit of God is granted to you. The Spirit that is upon Bezalel that makes him able to craft what the temple, to be able to get the accurate patterns of the temple. In the name of Jesus, let strong currents of electricity surge through your body now. In the name of Jesus Christ, recalibrating your spirit, recalibrating your soul. Now, patikotos alabadeya. Drink of the favor of the Lord. Drink of the favor of the Lord. Drink of the favor of the Lord. We thank you, Father. And we give you praise forever. In Jesus' name. Let's appreciate the Lord and give him praise. And I will sing praises to you, O God, my strength. And I will sing praises to you. I see a lot of battles around this woman here. Say, Lord, battles around you. Let me pray for you. Say, I will sing.
I will sing praises to you.
Oh God, oh God.
Oh God. My strength.
Say, I will sing.
I will sing praises to you.
Oh God. Listen to me. Don't worry. I'll try to share something before we. But just allow me, huh? Don't, please, just allow me. Look at me, madam. Are you married? Listen to me. The days of the serpents are over. The forces that are surrounding you, you can't fight them alone, because they are shrouded in mysteries. The things, many of the things you are seeing, they are not those things. They are just put there to misrepresent and give you a wrong direction. The things that you are battling with, and you are, I'm talking about not just your battles, but inherited battles. I'm talking about things that are they are hidden in the darkness, but the light of God is going to go there. By the time you open your eyes, every one of them will be dead. The devil told us to be woke so that we'll be so that the spirit realm will be concealed from us. All those wokeness is to conceal us from the reality of things going on, civilizations ahead of us. You think everything is the way it is because you see it on Twitter. You think it's just a joke. We are going somewhere. A day will come, if you wear clothes and go outside, people will say why? Because it will be normal to be naked. They are testing you and calling it fun. Because you have no spirit sense. You have no discernment. For you, it's just one of those things we do to make us happy because Nigeria is very dry. Nigeria is very boring. Listen to me. God loves you. Huh? God loves you. In fact, that should be your name, love. Does it make sense? What's your name? Huh? What does that mean? I don't know. Okay, I'm lost now. An Acha. Okay, Acha. Your name should be love. I don't know, but that's what I see it over your head. God's love is upon you. And in fact, sincerely, certain things have happened in the past, you will probably not be here today. You are just standing by mercy, like God's grace. You would have been forgotten. But today, today, not tomorrow. As in now. These serpents I see, and I'm seeing three of them, that I'm seeing standing in front of you. I will not ask God to forgive them. They are not human beings, so sorry. Because many times when God wants to demonstrate the severity of the matter, he uses symbols. When God wanted Israel to know the severity of their rebellion, he allowed snakes to come and bite them. Even though it would look like it was there. God allowed a snake to bite them. And to now let them know that the problem is not the snake. He told Moses to raise another snake. That this one, if you look at it, you'll be saved. What state are you from? Taraba State. Ah, well done. Do you believe in instant miracle? You believe? Because sometimes people like long time. Some people like it long time. Father, whatever battle followed her to this place, Lord, as I'm holding her hands, all these things that are tied around her body, let them begin to fall off. Let them begin to fall off. Let them begin to fall off. Now in the name of Jesus. This lady has an assignment, a calling over her life. I don't know, I'm meeting her for the first time, but she has a calling over her life. And I'm seeing the Lord change her slippers. He pulled the slippers and put and said, that is for the gospel of peace. I don't know how, if not that I'm meeting her, but maybe some of you know her. Okay, you know her. Okay, great. There's a calling over her life. So I want to confirm that. There's actually a call over her life. And I see the Lord changing her shoes. He's giving her a new set. And he's saying this one is for the gospel. It's for the gospel. Every limitation. In the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to ask. This day she has. I'm seeing a dimension of the prophetic in her. I'm seeing her operating in certain levels in the prophetic. Now the Lord is asking me to ask that he will heighten it. As I'm holding her now, I'm feeling currents of electricity flowing through my hands now. Now. Holy Spirit, anoint her afresh. Let the giftings and the callings of God be. The Lord says, I'm going to recover 3 years for her. I don't know what happened in the past, but the Lord says, I'm going to recover 3 years back. And whatever was lost in that period will not count again, because God says, I'm going to add it back. I don't know if it has to do with maybe some form of training or schooling or what. I don't know. But the Lord says 3 years, or maybe even if it has to do with relationship, but the Lord says, I'm going to get it back for you. There is a God that controls time. Now receive it. In the name of Jesus, receive your life back. Receive progress. Receive progress. You are going to step on the serpents and you are going to walk over them. You are going to walk over them. Every foul spirit standing in your way, for we have received a command to bind their princes with chains and their kings with fetters of iron. I command every opposition to your destiny, to your ministry, to your marital life, to your finance, everything eating up the favor and the goodness of God around you, everything masquerading in the darkness to oppress you and to incapacitate your ability to hear him. In the name of Jesus, I command the fire of God to flow and swallow them up. Now you begin to see clearly. Your vision will be as clear as day. And nothing shall be hidden from you. In the name of Jesus. Give God praise and magnify him. Hallelujah. 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 You are my strength. I will sing
praises to
you. Oh God, oh God. You are my strength. I will sing
praises to you.
You are my God.
Oh God, my strength.
Please stop her. Listen to me. God says that we... No, you don't need to come, just hear. The Lord says, I will compensate you. You see, sometimes, maybe you understand what I'm saying. You had a decision, you could have made a decision for something that was okay but was not good. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's okay, but not good. But God says, because of your decision, even though it was not easy, God says, I will compensate you. Do you understand what I'm saying? You understand? The Lord says, now don't worry. You've not lost time. Huh? The Lord says you have not lost time. Don't worry. You'll see what I will do. Huh? This year is the year you've been waiting for. Huh? This year. Huh? Listen to me. One of the things the Lord wants you to understand is transitions. If God says move with the cloud, but because of some attachment to this current place, you hesitate, then the cloud has gone. You are seeing the cloud there, but somewhere, because you don't want to offend, you want to manage. Meanwhile, the cloud is not where it has gone. The Lord says you must avoid that error this year. You see, there's a level in the matter of your destiny. You will take your emotions like you pocket it. Because to walk with God, to stand with God, and to wake up every morning and tell yourself, I am in the will of God, you will offend people.
Yes, sir.
When I was going to leave the bank, I didn't tell my family members. It was just my brother. So when I told him, he just laughed and said, we are moving to permanent site. I said, yes. He said, we've gotten land safe. So he just talked. You know, my brother is an Hausa man. He's nothing. But I had to sit with my mom. My mom was concerned. So I said, an artist, I said, Mama, is it because of the money I normally give you? I will add to it. When I said that to her, I didn't know where the money was going to come from. Because sometimes you are looking at all these things you want to do, but the funds are not there. And God says, until you put your foot in the water, you will not see the glory of God. I need you to step out in faith, to register your commitment, and then my covenant will begin to speak. If you wait for everything to be okay, you will never take that step. I've not failed in my duties towards her. In fact, I've done more for her since I left the bank. There's a realm of favor that is above sowing and reaping. Somebody didn't hear that one. I said there's a realm of favor that is above what? Sowing and reaping is a valid principle. But let me show you that principle. When God gave... please sit down. When God gave Abraham the assignment, bring your son, put him on the altar. Please, I don't know what I'm speaking to, but I need you to be sensitive. Because I see that this season we are coming into is a season of instructions. It's not the instruction you can discuss with me because I may discourage you. Me, pastor, may want to discourage you. Because I think it's a suicide mission. God said, bring your son. Put him on the altar. Huh? Because some of you, there were certain things God said to you. And you thought that by occasion of time, God has forgotten. He didn't forget. You see, when God speaks, God doesn't speak in time. He speaks in the future. Everything God is saying to you now, there's a plug somewhere. You will connect that thing in the future. So if you delay your obedience. So those are prayers to pray. 1 hour. Likata. Bazuta, the art to obey you. You know, it doesn't sound like a ginger prayer. Uh-huh, but that's the one you need. It's good to use makeup. You've not seen where a brother is kneeling down and begging the girl, please, please, just marry me. The girl say, I'm not your type. I don't use makeup. I don't have interest. I will not change you. He say, marry me. Because you don't know that there are some women. Anybody that marry them will blow. Some of you don't know. Just be looking at height. Be looking at... each of you to look for the glory. You are looking at height. There are some women. Forget that thing. You know, you are just looking at shape. you see that one. Beg her. Go and meet her sister. Please talk to her. Take 100,000. Talk to her. Then go to her mom. I'm serious. I want us to be serving God together. You cannot tell them what you have seen. They will think you went to do charm. You just be begging her, let her marry you. Then see what happens to your life. It's like being turbocharged. Because you met the girl. But what you met was not just a girl. You met the culmination of a journey. A lady who has been on a journey with God. A lady who has been on a journey of favor with God. So when you came into a space, the favor began to rub around, or rub off you. That's why if you see some men with tens, I better forget. I know they use my wife play. You will not, she's not even fine. It's not makeup. It's make inside. See, your wife is very fat. I like her like that. When I got this job, I pay me 1.5. That morning, she told me to kneel down, that we should pray. Your wife told you to kneel down. And you kneel down. I said, people won't tell you that they are doing more than that in their own household. They will be giving you the impression that you've lost your home. Don't marry somebody that will be your house, be looking like Lucoze. Marry a lioness. Marry the one that will tell you, this one is my area of specialization. If your own specialization is in hearing, our own should be in seeing. Are you with me? You shouldn't have the same area of specialization. So that even if you are a naval officer, she should be infantry. If you take the battle in there and they come to the ground, she will step on them. So why, if you spend your time training yourself in your house, why would there be quarrel? There can't be quarrel because the only thing you do is watch film and argue on why the food was salty. Once in a while, it's okay now. Is it food you came to eat in this world? Oh yeah, you go and cook. The day I went to the kitchen to cook and I took white Omo and I put it inside my food thinking that it was salt. Then I ate it. I saw my brain just reacted immediately. Say, why didn't you tell me before going to kitchen? I say, in my own house. And you tell you before I enter the kitchen, my own don't finish this. They left the thing there, it still look like salt. Listen to me. There are some battles. Except your mandate is not from heaven. You see, now that nobody knows you, there is a battle of anonymity you need to fight. That battle is the battle of you will never be known. That is the battle of you will never show up in God's presence. That is the battle of your assignment will never start. When you open your eyes and look all around you, all you will be seeing is those who have responded to God. And you will be looking and say, how will I even start? How will I even start? It may not even be preaching. Patience. It may not even be preaching, but it's still an assignment. And then you are looking and say, you look at the figure, you look at the salary. Huh? This thing says no reach 60,000 finish. What is this? How do we start? Say, take the first step. I will meet you. You are not waiting for money. You are not waiting for support. You are waiting for the first step. Once you take the first step, then people begin to gravitate. I don't know if you, because I'm seeing you with something like a project, something you like to start. And God is seeing your heart because he's seeing the young life that can be blessed through that thing. You see, are you with me? But the issue is, how do we take it to the next level? He said, take the first step. So wherever you are now, take the next step. He said, I will meet you if you do it. But if you stay, I will stay. But if you move, you will see me. There are some battles of anonymity. Battles of, God, I know what you said to me, but nothing is looking like it. You anointed me to be king. But after that ointment, I went back to the forest to take care of the sheep. You know, David didn't become a king immediately. He went back. Then pick his, because God gives you an opportunity to be tested. What is your attitude? It's not, it might not be immediate. But what's your attitude? What's your attitude? And David went back, picked his guitar again. Now I will sing praises to you. And if the sheep could talk, they'll say, oh boy, where were you? Say, oh boy, they talk, say, I be king. Go. So what are you doing here? Say, I don't know. How you go take do and say, I don't know. You get any people like political, I say nobody. Say, but they say you are going to be there. Say, what many of you do not know is that the opportunities created by the Spirit, they happen like error. They happen like mistake. It happens like a conversation. It happens like somebody just say, come here and minister. It happens like something like random, but it is the orchestration of the Spirit. Because one of the things God always seeks to do when he's about to release you into that next phase is that he reduces human intervention. He reduces your human action. He doesn't want you to be scheming. So it will just be a random call from Brotokwe or a random call from Ada, and say, oh, we are doing something here, come. But God has prepared another man. Say, go there, there's somebody I want you to meet. God said, there's somebody I want you to meet. That one heard it in his spirit. He didn't hear it here. Then you two heard it in your spirit, but he didn't hear it, so he didn't know. Only that when you got there and you saw him, your heart connected. Oh, I like you. I would like to. Can I have your number? You start talking. Oh, there's this thing we would like to do. You see? God begins to put it into projects. Okay, the project now is for him to meet Tokwe. The project now is for him to meet Tayo. And then, but you are wondering, oh God, Elamakaba, I will be king. And God says, oh God, better get up. They are doing something there. Go and join them. Wear clothes too. Don't dress that rubbish thing you used to dress. Wear clothes and go there. Because many of us say we hate God. But how that thing dovetails into the natural becomes the challenge. And that's why I said to you before that when you've received a word from the Lord, you need to begin to apply two principles. Listen to me, and I will come back and I redeem this. You people don't remind me. Every doctrine in the New Testament or in the scripture is built on spiritual principles. Just write it down like that. Every doctrine is built on spiritual principles. So if you understand the principles, you can be fulfilling the doctrines or the teachings, the will of God, without even subconsciously. For instance, when Jesus was going to the cross and he needed people to pray, what did he say to Peter when he said, could you not ta-ta-ta-ta-ta for 1 hour? What did he say to him? Could you not... Could you not? What did he mean by could you not tarry? Is it the same thing as watch and pray? Is it the same thing as watch and pray? No. Because that's what he actually meant. When he said watch and pray so that you do not enter into, is the same scripture now. Huh? Look for that thing for me. So when he said, could you not tarry with me for 1 hour? What was he saying? Could you not wait with me? When Jesus was praying there, did he stay with them? He went afar. But yet he established a principle that proximity in the realm of the spirit has nothing to do with physical arrangement. It is, there's a connection we can have in the spirit on the strength of the principle of prayer. Somebody is not far away because he went to London. He's far, your prayer partner is far away because both of you stop praying. Because one of the things prayers generate is a heart connection. And some of you will know this thing. Listen to me. If you pray with your wife, huh? Let me not say something. I don't want people to be asking me questions. While I was on campus, I saw some of our friends who got married to each other. Both guys and ladies. They were people that maybe like a team of four. They were always praying together. They married themselves. I can't explain it. Huh? I can't explain it, but I've seen it happen over and over. Because at that level, there's something about prayer that knits the heart. Huh? There's something that about prayer that knits the heart, your heart, with the person you are praying with. So if you don't like the girl, because this one now is more than love, it's a spiritual thing. Oh, you have not seen. Can I tell you something? You have not seen churches where the pastor fell in love with the prayer leader, who is a woman. Oh, you won't hear that. It's in pastor's meeting. Don't worry, just delete it. But I'm telling you. And what was the thing? They were always praying together. In church, and there's something going on in church, we need to pray about it. They were always talking. Meanwhile, the wife, she was, there's something we used to call in my former church, Yayad. As the children are eating, where are the teachers? Going up and down. When she ties her Iru and Buba, you know that my mother has come. Our mother in the Lord. All of you that did not come for workers' meeting last week, you are goats. You are behaving like goats, and you are going to cut grass. So you are coming for on Saturday. We are going to cut. Those days we in church, we used to have plenty grasses. You cut grasses. Then somebody say first time, I like, eh? This one where they cut grass. I notice how I go come this church again. So we put ties for you. So you, we are not punishing. We've already done ties. See, the principle of prayer I'm raising with you here is not enough, Agnes, for you to pray. You must be selective about who you pray with because you will always have a heart connection. That is why people, when something is happening to their prayer partner, they can know. Ah, you don't know that one. Somebody just wakes up. What's going on with you? Ah, I don't know. I'm feeling pain. They are not in the same place, but there's a connection in the spirit. Ah, you say, Peter, Satan wants to have you. They are together. When he went on transfiguration, it was Peter he took. He said, Peter, Elias. But you see that Judas, he's a businessman. So he was irredeemable. Not because Jesus would not have, but Peter has, Judas has flouted many spiritual laws. Where are you going to redeem him from? Judas, let me tell you one of the rules that Judas flouted. Because sometimes when we say, break, and the thing is not breaking, we need to go forensic and begin to look for where the wires have been disconnected. You followed somebody to a particular place. They say it's not God, but they said they want to do something for them, and you escorted your friend to a place that turned out to not to be, you know, anything God. And you went there. And even though they asked you, do you want us to check something? They say, no, don't check my future. Leave me. But you sat there. You are even chatting, sipping coke. Not knowing that the atmosphere of a place can affect you. Yes, And please, when I say atmosphere, don't think it's just physical thing, like sitting with somebody. Have you chatted with somebody on WhatsApp and start asking for forgiveness? Let me look this side. Because those that did it, they're on that side. Who knows what I'm talking about? You chatted with this girl or this brother, and you now to say, "Oga, it's enough. The way we are, this thing is punishment. I'll see you when I see you." Then you couldn't pray. Because in your mind, you took yourself there. So when you say atmosphere, don't think atmosphere is bound by time. You trigger a connection, the atmosphere shows up. Are you with me, sir? You trigger a communication. Communication breeds atmosphere. Communication breeds, and it is the prevailing atmosphere among the two carriers that will stand. I say it is the communication breeds atmosphere, and it is the strongest, the prevailing atmosphere among the two of us that we stand. So even you can be talking Bible and be struggling with lust, and we are here, we are talking. Yes, the prevail, but you know, we are talking now. It takes a spiritual man to know who is carrying a stronger one. And that's why sometimes you just notice that, Agnes, leave this place. Leave this place. Sometimes it may even be like a slight argument between you and, you people don't agree on something. And God will tell you, get up and go. People will think you're angry. No, the atmosphere is becoming, your spirit is beginning to resist that atmosphere. And in order to keep your connection and spiritual sanity, God says, leave. He said, leave. And that's where you remember one scripture, you want to prove that you actually know that topic. Because it must not be said that you lost a battle. I don't know if anybody is making sense out of this. When you say something is a stronghold, it didn't start as a stronghold. It started as a foothold. Yes, sir. Come on, say foothold. It's what leads to strongholds. He said, give no place to the devil. Give no foothold to the devil. If your wife is fond of dressing a particular way, because we are brethren in Christ, you understand, in the evening or when at night, and it is becoming a problem to you because your neighbor's wife dresses in another way, then you need to call her and say, I'm going to burn this gown. I'm going to burn this gown with fire. Because Olorun je ko ba mi. You will not put me inside problem. This one now is not prayer. So if she's wise, she already understands what you are saying. You understand? Foothold. You see, the problem with foothold is that when you put your first foot there, you pull it out, nothing happens. The next day you come again. And before the fire begins to burn, I say, ye kabala bayabala. Zarabadabadabadaba. You know, there's a realm in the spirit. Nothing moves you again. You see, but you are not the first person who said it. There was a guy in the Bible, his name is Samson. Go and read the book of Judges on the matter of Delilah. Maybe I'm wrong. There was no record Samson slept with her. He had other women he was sleeping. You see, he had been sleeping before he met Delilah. Go and check. But I'm checking. I didn't see. I will still go back and check again. The problem and his weakness. Why did you think she was not able to retrieve the information required for several days, and there was a particular day Samson could not resist her and he gave her that information? Witchcraft, seduction, but please, it's not as cheap as that. Because this time, listen to me. Your own is that you went far away. There was no one in the body of Christ. Like now, we are here praying, God, people should marry. And then somewhere in your mind, you think that person is outside. You are not thinking that the person could be sitting beside you. Because somewhere in your mind, the person is not here. Because you are looking after the flesh. God is looking at what that person will be 20 years from now. Some of you want rice that is already done and burnt. And God is saying, if I give you something that is ready, what is your participation and involvement? You are a parasite. You just want to come and eat. Because for you, you think that you have suffered in your father's house and you should not come and suffer in your husband's house again. What right do you have to make a man your meal ticket? What is wrong with you having your own money? What is wrong with you having $25 million in your own account? Not given to you by your husband. What is wrong with it? We have lazy people masking up their reason of not being married and their selection simply because there is a meal ticket somewhere. God forbid, not my head. Say, well, why you know my head? I'm trusting. You are not trusting God. You are just a rebellious person looking for what does not exist. How come that in the whole of Israel, there was no woman that saw the destiny in Samson and was willing to go close to him? They left him alone until Delilah was bold enough to come close. Don't just blame Samson. Don't just blame Samson. Samson was a guy without a mentor. Samson was a guy without a spiritual father. In the days of Samson, there was no one as anointed as him. Samson was left alone. He was alone. Because every time they come to him, it's with their problem. But Samson has needs, sir. He's a man of God with needs, sir. He says, Samson, don't be like Samson. Shut up. Don't know nothing. You will not even last half as much as Samson. Yes, if you are put in, do you know what it means to be handsome, to be strong? Do you know that when a lady says yes to you, she doesn't say yes to that stupid proposal. She says yes to your future. Yeah. That what she looks at, when she looks into your eyes, is that if I go with this man, I will not sink. That's what she's saying yes to. And there are three things you have to look at there. Number one is power. Number one is influence. Number three is glory. If a lady doesn't see the possibility of that in you, she won't say yes. That's why you say a woman who can say yes to a guy who doesn't have money now. She has seen something. She has seen something. And don't ask me how she knows. She knows. It's microscopic forensic prophecy. She knows. She knows. That's why she stayed with you. That's why even when you argued, she stayed with you. And you will see, I always say, I didn't marry you for money. Because she saw glory. If there is only one thing that dusts money on every level, it is glory. Because it was the God of glory that appeared to Abraham in the land of Mesopotamia. Abraham was already rich before God met him. But when he saw the glory, he left it. Atmospheres are the things, part of the major strongholds that build strongholds, around people. And then when you say, Father, I break it in Jesus, it's as if the thing is getting stronger. Because the thing was working its way into your life. Foothold, foothold, foothold. The day you wake up and realize the things in your house, it's too late. And then there's a mental battle you've lost. I allowed it. The mental battle of I allowed it. I saw it coming, but I felt I could fix it. And then God told you, don't take this person into your house. And you allowed it. And you allowed it because of your good nature, because of your good whatever, whatever. You want to be seen as a Christian. Who sent you? Who sent you? Atmospheres. One, you want to break stubborn strongholds, deal with atmospheres. Don't blame Samson. Huh? Do you know that the moment they separated him from Delilah and he was in prison, because for you, some of you, you need to suffer. The stronghold, the atmosphere is so strong that you need to enter into a phase of withdrawal. You need to enter into a phase of consecration. You need to enter into a phase of pain. You won't be eating, you won't be drinking. You'll be fasting. You tell yourself for the next 1 month, anything I watch on TV or online will be messages. You won't know until you tell yourself it's for 60 days. Then, say, there's one new film on Netflix. Wow. Those people blowing siren will begin to come. Then there's one new Korean film. Wow. Ooh. And then you will now see the battle. The day you didn't plan to do all those things. There are seasons of retreat. There is a reason why we call it retreat. Because sometimes before you can advance, you must first retreat. It's called retreat, no retreat, no surrender. There's one film like that in those days. No retreat, no surrender. Listen to you, I'm telling you spiritual principles that once you set them like pillars around you, you become fortified. Yes, sir. Because number one, now you are deliberate about your atmosphere. You come into a particular officer. The first thing you are looking at is not how much they will pay me. You are looking for what kind of atmosphere is here. I don't know who I'm talking to here. Have you ever been to the office before? You were singing and going into the office and all of a sudden you became depressed. Hey, who knows what I'm talking about? You got to the environment. You just became like touchy. Atmospheres. It's not you. Atmospheres. It's not you. You are okay. You are in the bus, but you are having a good time. All of a sudden, you got to the gate and then boom. Atmospheres. So for Samson, there was no preaching because Samson is the father in the Lord. Is also the son in the Lord. There is no way God can help Samson except to put him in isolation. You see, there is something about withdrawing from this person. The moment you withdraw it, one of the things you will notice that you are getting your joy back. You are getting your freedom back. You don't feel like you've lost anything anymore. Because when God pulled you back, it was painful. God didn't allow you browser. God didn't allow you recharge your phone. God told you, block him now, and you are doing it in tears. God told you, no chat from now to the next 2 weeks. You are in the midst of people. God didn't allow you gist. He put you in a face. But while you are there, your hair started growing. Your hair started growing. You lost your eyes. You lost your vision. You didn't know what to do anymore. You felt yourself, but your hair started growing. They say, and the Philistines wist not that the hair of Samson was growing again. Sometimes in isolation, you think you are in pain, but you are not even aware of your transition. You are not even aware that your hair is growing again, that the glory is being restored. Somewhere. You are just there and you are just like... You are just wondering. You are wondering. I am in isolation. I am in pain. You have nobody to talk to because all they tell you is it is well. You have a lot of unanswered questions. But in isolation, your hair is growing. Your hair is growing. And you see the glory of God works directly with your defining gift. And for Samson, it was his strength. It was his strength. So if Samson was a prophet... God is touching her. If Samson was a prophet, what he will realize in the prison is that even though he didn't have two eyes, Malahikoto de rat, his utterance begins to flow again. Then he looks around him. I'm actually still in prison, but somewhere something is bubbling on my inside. Something that you know in that last 2 months where there was no money in the house, but there seemed to be an unusual utterance. You just noticed that there was something drawing you. You seem to be bound. Paul said, even though I am bound, but I am free. You know, just when in the midst of all these unanswered questions, there seemed to be a strong utterance. And it's building. And when they brought him out, something just told one young lad, give me the pillars. Give me the pillars. Everything Samson tried to do all his life that he couldn't do, he just reached for the pillars. He said, God, I need one more shot. I know my time is up, but if you can give me one more shot, I will bury this enemy. Akata! They didn't see it coming. Your enemy won't see it coming. They think they got you in the corner, but they won't see it coming because they thought they got it all worked out. They thought they'd redeploy you to that department so that you could be caged forever. They thought that, oh my God, listen to me. If you stay in the office with people who talk smaller, if you are not careful, your mind will begin to come down. People who think that 100,000 is money. If you went out with a billionaire, is it 100,000 he'll give you? That's Uber money. You need to look at the issues of your atmosphere. Listen to me. The atmosphere in your local assembly should be your atmosphere because it's a corporate anointing. So when you go, don't just think, oh, I left church. You are going with the spirit of that house. You see, they are called the sons of the prophet for a reason, because the same anointing on their father is on them. And that is why, that's just the way it is. when Jesus, our Lord, he sent his disciples out, he said to them, oh my God, my time's up. He said to them, he said, go two by two. The Bible says they came back with report. They said even the demons, even those who are sick, they heard our voice and they departed. And just say, don't rejoice at that one. That one is my covering. It's my covering that is working. It's my covering. Every local assembly has atmosphere. It is not enough. You see, when you isolate, you can break the influence of that atmosphere. Then you also need to identify those people who trigger the carnality in you. There are certain people you just chat with them. You may not even be saying anything terrible, but somebody just begin to think stupid things. You need to identify. Paul said, note them amongst you that live disorderly. So you need to note them. You may not have any reason, but if for any reason you have this particular person, and after you always chat, you're always thinking of, I go take blow. I go take blow. I won't blow. When your mind becomes so wild that you are willing to even put God on the sacrificing table. Oh, mama will blow first. Oh, mama will blow first. Ah, okay. Mama will blow first. This suffering too much. Mama will blow. Make you see this money. You forget. You see, in your mind, you are being honest, but you have violated a principle. What is that principle? He said, behold, I'm the Lord thy God, who teacheth you to profit. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See, that's why I told you, every doctrine is built on a principle. If you understand the principle, you tap into the power of that thing. Yes, sir. When Abraham, my time is over, oh my God, I wish I had time to kill this thing. See, my message is here. I've not entered it all. When Abraham met Melchizedek, Melchizedek is not Levitical. Yes, sir. Melchizedek does not need to wash and wash leg and say, Allahu Akbar. He doesn't need it. Yes, sir. Anywhere he meets you, if you have a heart of worship, he will talk to you. Melchizedek does not require, as I was praying, you know, you are talking to me now, Melchizedek. As I was praying, God told me you are coming. Melchizedek shows up at the odd hours. Yes, sir. He shows up after every battle. Yes, sir. He shows up to renew your strength. Yes, sir. He's a kind of restoring priesthood. Yes, sir. Ah, yeah. He's a restoring priesthood. Yes, he came to Abraham after the battle. And the moment Abraham saw him, he responded by faith. That is the language of that priesthood. We are not Levitical priesthood. I know we name our choir Levite and all those things, but we are not Levitical priesthood. We are Melchizedek, and it is an order. Do you know that something is an order? That is priest after this kind. That means we show up in unusual places. We have capacity for restoration. We have capacity for comeback. We have a comeback anointing. We have the ability to go into territories and perfect that which belongs only to God. Are you listening to me? When they came to him, Abraham saw the guy and he knew in his spirit he needed to give to this man. He didn't know who he was, but look at the blessing that they gave him. The man said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High. He changed his genealogy. He didn't refer him back to his father. He traced him back to the Most High. Hey! One man's giving. Abraham did it in worship. He came back with a new chieftaincy title. Oh God. Oh God. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. You are going to go back home and clean your house. There are things in that house giving you some strange atmospheres. Clean it out. Clean it out. There was a particular brother. He rented a house, moved into it. He didn't know that the person that was in that house before, everything they do there is just to misbehave, sleep with women, men, three, some, four, some. They were doing all kinds of things. But he came in innocently. I started wondering where the strange thoughts were coming from. I went to preach in a particular city, in a town. When I got, I went to Charles. We opened the fridge. The last occupant in the hotel left us weed, dry one. Not a couple, like a nylon, like this. Only this one I go. This one I go. This one I go. Now imagine I traveled alone and I once struggled with smoking. Do you understand? That's how Satan sets people up. I went to preach in Abeokuta. That was where I met your wife, Brotayo. We got into the hotel. There was no light. There was no water. Please, there are some places, if they tell you they're hotels, don't believe. Just sleep and go back to your house. Are you still here? There was no light. So I went down. Okay, can you get us some light? We need water and all. Lady said to us, Charles, you are there. Huh? You are there now. The lady said, there's no light until 6 p.m. Say, but if you are bored, I'm also bored. I could come up and keep you company. Do you know the first thing that happened to me? I wish that Charles didn't come on that journey. I should not have allowed Charles to come. The devil is a liar. You know that feeling? Like, hey, this one is just clean mouth, walk away, walk away, walk away. I'm not coming back to this town. You know that feeling? The devil is talking to your mind. I don't know what happened to Charles, but my mind became seriously oppressed. So I told Charles, let's go upstairs. And we started doing Bible study. And I remember the scripture. We were talking about the serpent, the wisdom of the serpent. The wisdom of the serpent. It was there. What? He said, be wise as a dove. And what? Be gentle as a dove. I said, this one now is not gentleness. It's wisdom we need. So we started sharing. He too will talk. I will talk. He will talk. I will talk. I didn't know what was going on, but in my own mind, I was under oppression. You know, when you're like, oh, well, we need to do something. And she said she will bring water upstairs for me. You'll bring water upstairs. Water. Give me your water. Give me your water. Your holy water. She wanted to bring the water upstairs. You know, in my mind, bring the water upstairs. Bring the water. 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 Okay, after that, Inko. I'm telling you how evil visits a man and casts a shadow on his spirit. Your mind begins to process. It's processing. Do you see why? In Jesus' name, cannot easily take off that atmosphere. Because it was not a one-time thing. You strode. So you are signing agreements at every bus stop. You thought you were just processing in your mind, but you were actually signing agreements. You are signing agreements. Till you got to the final bus stop and the water came up. And the water was very cool. Do you know what happened to me that day? That was one of the first times I experienced deliverance by the word. As we were sharing, you know, and Charles was talking, the shadow over my just cracked. We didn't pray. You remember, we didn't pray. It was just Bible study. Now, I now went to preach, and I met his wife. They were not married then, she was 7. Sister Rosaline. And I was in that meeting, and she was going through a particular challenge. I didn't even speak to her in that meeting. And I gave a word. Somebody here, blah, 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 blah. Pa! And she said the thing instantly. So this is the issue. God knew that in the future, I needed to meet this man. I needed to carry their daughter. I needed to be her pastor. God was thinking futuristic. Me, I was thinking of just the battle. So the only way God could preserve me was to use this word to break the hold of that thing and establish another atmosphere. Now I look at the relationship I have with them. I would have messed up in that room and then I would have come back and not be able to minister, because all the 45 minutes on that stage, I will only be remembering what I just did. Come on, say I hear you. It is not only God that is futuristic. Satan is also futuristic. Go back home. Find those atmospheres. The atmosphere that was created when you saw your dad beat your mom. Go and look for it. And then put the blood of Jesus there. That atmosphere. When you are talking in your room, in your house, and then your brother said, you will never amount to anything. You will never be as great as I am. Go and look for that altar. Place another altar there and invoke his blood to come there. Everywhere I see the blood. Some of the things we are battling and hoping that God will change his mind. If we can just settle down and think. Begin to trace. Begin to trace. There are some of you, you never got the opportunity to have a good relationship with your natural father. You have a good opportunity with a spiritual father. Don't mess it up. Many times, even if your father is a pastor, he may not be graced to be your spiritual father. Sometimes. So you are going to go back home. And I promise you, we are coming back online for 5 hours to pray in tongues. And we are going to, I don't know, maybe Thursday this week on Zoom. We'll be, is Zoom, not me, Stella. We need to be seeing ourselves. Because some of these atmospheres are stubborn. They are stubborn. You saw something that happened before your mom died. Something again happened. They say one of the aunt, your aunties, she wanted to put to bed, she died. You saw, say this thing is becoming a pattern. And you are here saying, creation and cry. Oh, you better open your eyes. You better open your eyes. Oh, this thing is coming. Oh, he says. Say, my son, by the spirit of Olumba Olumba. Say, Shekulo Baba. Shekulo Baba. Shekulo Baba. He said, my son, this woman is going to kill you. Bind the spirit of Olumba Olumba. Say, Shekulo Baba. And he saw the woman coming. Shekulo Baba. He said, bind the spirit of Olumba. He said, hey. The woman said, what happened to me? He said, just for shame. Pack his Bible. Pack this. One of the ways you can rise above this thing is not to look at everything going on around you as coincidence. Then you'll be able to track the atmosphere that the devil is building. Because every time the devil builds atmosphere, he does it quietly. It makes the journey interesting. It makes it enjoyable. For you, it's just a party. For you, it's just one wedding reception party. It's just one girl's hangout. Just a girl's hangout. And then you live there with things you are struggling, things you thought you overcame, things you thought you rose above. And then suddenly you are like, oh my God, I can't control myself. I can't. And they will tell you, don't tell anybody. Because no people will think, so this is you. So he will now isolate you and reinforce that atmosphere. The devil uses strategy. Strategy. If you can unmask the strategy, it will become weak. So this year, we are going to be spiritually wise. When we look at a situation, we are not just looking at the problem. We are looking at the strategies that built up to that point. Listen to me. At certain levels, 45 minutes message won't cut it. Sometimes you just need to sit down and let your spirit incubate. Soak. 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 Put it on autopilot. How can they be pressing? Listen to my message. Play it overnight. You understand? Because after you prayed 10 p.m., you still spent 45 minutes checking reels on Instagram. There's one thing like that, reels. I don't know, maybe I'm the only one seeing it, but I'm only seeing that thing. And I don't know, maybe I added them or they added, I don't know what really happened, but I'm seeing them. And it's all these dangerous people that are there. So, I don't do Instagram at night again. One of the ways to break atmospheres is under an intense atmosphere of worship. Intense. The key word is intense. Are you with me? Intense. You put yourself and just allow prophetic sounds. Because sometimes you actually can't help yourself. You are too far gone. So you need to put yourself under an atmosphere of worship. And if there's no lockdown again this year, there are Saturdays who will come. We will come here. We won't preach. We won't do anything. And we'll just worship. We'll just worship. We'll just worship. And sometimes it may not really be about the words, but allowing the spirit of that song to come into you. Every doctrine is built on at least one spiritual principles. He said, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, the truth shall be established. Which means that every time you violate a law, check, you violated at least two. So if someone does not pay his tithe, he has violated the principle of honor. Because the scripture says, honor the Lord. I will give tithe when I'm any 1 million. If you can't give when it's 50,000, forget about it. It's a principle of honor. Then there's also the principle of instruction. He said, those of us that believe are sons of Abraham by faith. So if your father, who is the person they say we are a son, saw Melchizedek and he gave, where are you getting your doctrine from? You have violated the principle of instruction. You have violated the principle of honor. So when your enemy, your poverty comes like an armed man, and you say in Jesus' name, all this thing happening in this family, oh, Olua, you just intervene in your mercy. The problem is not the answer God can give you. The problem is that this thing will happen again because you don't even know what brought you here. When people attend churches where they are not blessed and they keep going there, they are not blessed and they keep going there. Do you know how many rules they have? Oh my God, maybe I will come back and do this one separately. Do you understand what I'm saying? So before you pray, you must first watch. What is actually going on here? When did I start having this problem? Who is new in my space recently? Where did I go recently? Who did I give money to recently? What were the things that happened around me? You need to be forensic. Nothing just happens. Hey, Kadaba. Hey, all these problems. Hey. Wait. Watch and pray. Watch there means be observant. Where is this thing coming from? Who came to this house? Something's wrong with the atmosphere in my house. Who came to this house recently? Who came when I was not at home? Who visited this place? What did people talk about? Your own is too much. It's my atmosphere I'm protecting. I'm protecting my atmosphere. I'm protecting my atmosphere. You understand? I'm protecting my atmosphere. Who came here? Somebody came here. If you have a prayer room, and God will bless you, you get to that level, you have a room, prayer. If somebody who is not you comes in, you will know. You will know. These are spiritual things, so. But I'm telling you how you can break it with under an intense atmosphere of worship. Then also by a prophetic word, you can break atmospheres. When Peter derailed, Jesus spoke into his life. And even though the storm took him away, it brought him back. Because of a word. See, I have prayed for you. You don't know what that means. When our Lord just said, I have prayed for you. My brother, your case is settled. He didn't ask your pastor. He said, I have prayed. That means the night before, when Jesus went to pray, Etapule, Serakata, Peter, Britsa, and bring your soul back from Ella, Palita Duta, Etakaya, Yeproseve, Leprosata. He interceded until he got confirmation. That was when he could talk to Peter. So you see the rules you break when you are going through some intense attack and the devil says, don't tell your pastor. Because the devil knows, one will chase 1,000. Two will chase 10,000. He wants to rob you of the power of 10,000. Then corner you in a place so that you will even lose your own 1,000. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But today the devil is a liar. Amen. Come on, I say devil is a liar. Amen. Rise to your feet this morning.